I'm Rona Tarrant. Special Counsel Robert Mueller says former Trump campaign chairman Paul Manafort is in breach of his plea agreement. The government says Manafort has lied to the FBI. In August, Manafort was convicted of financial fraud relating to his work as a political consultant in Ukraine. Manafort's lawyers say he believed he provided truthful information. The special counsel investigating alleged Russian meddling in the US election said the breach meant there was now no reason to delay sentencing. President Trump is defending the tear gassing of asylum seekers who rushed the U.S. border near San Diego over the weekend. The incident prompted the temporary shutdown of the nation's busiest border crossing. Trump said the border guards were justified in using tear gas. The administration has floated the idea of having asylum seekers remain in Mexico while their claims are assessed. Cardinal Daniel DiNardo of Galveston, Houston has said a series of reports by CBS News on the church sex abuse scandal are inaccurate and demand a response. In a story that aired last week, CBS News reported on allegations made against two priests who are in active ministry in Houston, saying they had been credibly accused of abuse. However, Cardinal DiNardo said while there had been a decades-old accusation against them, their cases had been reviewed by a lay board who concluded they should stay in ministry. DiNardo said CBS ignored statements provided by the Archdiocese. The International Union of Superiors General has called on women religious who have suffered abuse to come forward and report it to their congregations, church and state authorities. The group said it wished to express deep sorrow and indignation over the pattern of abuse that is prevalent within the church and society. They pledged support to those who come forward with reports of abuse. For continuing updates and more Catholic news, visit americamagazine.org.